Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Agreement results in protection of 7 endangered species. In keeping with the negotiated agreement to expedite the protection of 29 species under the Endangered Species Act, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recently acted to protect 7 species in Washington, California, New Mexico, Texas, and North Carolina. The Buena Vista Lake Ornate Shrew formerly inhabited the millions of acres of wetlands and riparian areas surrounding the massive Tulare, Buena Vista, Kern, and Goose Lakes in the southern San Joaquin Valley of California. Over 95% of these wetlands have been destroyed by agribusiness, reducing the shrew to just 4 scattered tiny populations. Only 30 shrews have been sighted in the past decade. The showy stickseed occurs in just a single population of 500 plants on about 2 acres in Chelan County, Washington. It is threatened by invasive weeds, herbicide spraying, highway maintenance, and fire suppression, which allows unnatural encroachment of shading shrubs and trees. The golden sedge occurs in just 8 populations in the Cape Fear watershed in Pender and Onslow counties, North Carolina. The sedge is threatened by sprawl, industrial development, mining, agribusiness, fire suppression, and herbicide spraying. Its habitat, the ecotone between pine savannas and wet hardwoods, conifer and hardwood forests, underlain by calcareous deposits, is very rare and biologically diverse. The Roswell spring snail, Coster's trionia, Pecos acimenea, and Knowles amphipod occur in 4 small wetland areas in the Roswell Basin of southern New Mexico and northern Texas. The basin is underlain by 2 aquifers that bubble up through soluble limestone and dolomite deposits, creating unique karst formations, including underground streams, springs, seeps, and wetlands. The area is the last known habitat for a number of endemic mollusks and crustaceans. Unfortunately, they are all threatened by groundwater pumping, oil and gas exploration, water pollution, and wetland draining. Trout Challenge stops Oregon roadless timber sale. The Willamette National Forest has withdrawn the Simcoe timber sale because of mounting pressure over its effects on the endangered bull trout. The sale would have logged 9.9 million board feet of trees on 480 acres and reconstructed 32 miles of roads. Much of the logging would have occurred on steep, unstable slopes and in a roadless area, which is a key spawning and rearing ground for bull trout. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service agreed to re-examine the sale, eventually rendering a negative opinion, which prompted the U.S. Forest Service to cancel it rather than face legal opposition from the Environmental Coalition. Steelhead trout protection extended in Southern California. The National Marine Fisheries Service has announced that it will expand the protected range of the endangered Southern California steelhead trout all the way to the Mexican border. The southern steelhead were listed as endangered in 1997, but in order to avoid conflicts with coastal sprawl in Los Angeles and San Diego counties, and in contradiction to the recommendation of its own scientists, the Fisheries Service excluded all portions of the species range south of Malibu Creek from protective status. It also excluded all stream reaches above impassable dams. Thus, the protected southern steelhead trout range stopped exactly where the political conflict started. Southern California steelhead are a distinct population of a species which occurs from Alaska to northern Baja California. Like salmon, steelhead are born in freshwater streams, migrate into the ocean where they spend most of their life, then migrate back up the stream of their birth to spawn and die. Tens of thousands of steelhead trout once returned from the Pacific Ocean each year to spawn in Southern California streams and rivers. Dams, roads, urban sprawl, however, have destroyed most of Southern California's coastal streams, decimating the steelhead runs. Only a few hundred fish remain today. Earth First Radio News thanks the Center for Biological Diversity for their periodic updates. If you like more information about the center or any of the species that you heard about earlier, visit their webpage at www.biologicaldiversity.org. That's www.biologicaldiversity.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So